America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Christina Safo.
Wait a minute. Listen to that. It just sounds different. Why does it sound different? Because she's miles and miles away. Wow.
What's going on?
This is amazing. It's like, you know, the chemistry works so well when we're 4.5 feet away from each other. Will it work when we're like 50 miles away from each other? We're about
we'll find out.
So we're going to do an entertainment report. Why? Because nothing stops the entertainment report. Nothing. So even when Christina is out of the studio, there is tons of entertainment news to report.
That's right.
So here we go.
Okay. I found a very interesting story, and it kind of made me a little bit sad.
Aww.
Because I didn't have this as a seven-year-old. A Japanese billionaire named Joseph Lau, okay, won a rare blue diamond at an auction for the low, low price of, you guessed it, $48.5 million.
Wow.
Okay. And what did he do with this diamond? Oh, he gave it to his seven-year-old daughter. He named the stone the Blue Moon of Josephine, in her honor, okay? Not only that, but the week prior, he gave this girl a pink diamond worth $28 million, and that's now named Sweet Josephine, again, in honor of his Sweet Josephine daughter, okay? Now, this billionaire dad, I guess he likes to do this kind of thing for his kids, because his eldest daughter, who's now 13, was gifted a 10-carat diamond and a 10-carat ruby a few years back. They're registered as the Zoe Diamond and the Zoe Red.
So I'm taking it that this guy doesn't shop on Etsy much. He's just, he's got a lot of extra walking around cash. And so he's just, wow.
He doesn't do, you know, the today's special value on QVC.
No.
No, he goes right to the auction and drops $48.5 million on a diamond.
And he's not looking for easy pay either, so wow.
This next story is so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it almost has nothing to do with entertainment, but it's entertaining to me. Now, for
and
all that,
and that's the most important thing.
Of course, as long as
it's entertaining to Ms. Stuffo, the world will find it entertaining.
So this is for all you cat lovers out there, okay?
Uh-oh.
The perfect invention has been created. You no longer have to struggle to bond with your cat. You can now purchase what's called the Licky Brush. It's a rubber-looking attachment you put in your mouth, kind of bite down on it, and a rubber tongue sticks out with, like, nubs on it, so you can groom your cat without, you know, actually grooming your cat with your own tongue.
So your cat will think you're licking it. Is that
right?
Wow.
So they say, you know, like, cats bond by grooming each other or whatever. Now you can have this special bond with your cat, and you can buy the Licky Brush. Now, this is a real thing. There's a Kickstarter account for it at a website, lickybrush.com. It's LickyBrush, lickybrush.com. There, you can see video presentations on how to use it properly, just in case, you know, you didn't know and you didn't want to do it wrong. Go to the website. You can buy it. And you can watch the presentation so you don't get it wrong.
Wow, because you know what? You need real instruction on that. And I want my cat to feel good, but I'm going to be really careful where I'm going on the cat with this tongue that's now this extension of me. To me, it's a little creepy, right?
It is very creepy. But you know what? Those cat people out there, they're crazy, and they will do anything for their cats.
Anything.
You know what I'm saying?
The key word in that sentence is anything. Wow.
That's right.
Licking your cat.
Licky Brush.
And I was very careful to use the word cat in that sentence. So,
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So remember Mama June from Honey Boo Boo? Everybody knows who that is, okay?
Yes.
Of course. So over, this is so crazy. Over the last year, I guess she did a strip club tour.
Yeah.
And it was such a success that she was booked for 4 more appearances in June alone, just 4 more appearances for June. So Baltimore, Oklahoma City, L.A., and Vegas will be graced with her presence. She's getting paid $20,000 just to do meet and greets at these clubs in these cities.
To meet her? Why? And if
I
walked into
I don't know.
If I walked into a strip club and she's there, I'd give her a dollar to put clothes back on. And how many people are going to show up to take selfies with her? Really?
Yeah.
And to get her autograph? Oh,
come
you
on.
Know.
So gross.
Can you imagine
if things go awry and she, like, ends up on the pole, like in a thong or something?
You know what? First of all, the pole will be broken. Poor Poland, poor us.
We'll move on to better things.
Yes.
Adele. Adele apparently had it out with an audience member at one of her concerts. Now, the guy was taping the show,
yeah.
had a camera on a tripod, like in the middle of general admission by the stage, okay?
Okay.
Adele stopped the show, called the other guy saying, excuse me, can you stop taping? I see your tripod. She goes, why don't you just watch the show, enjoy it. There's a ton of people outside that couldn't get in. She was like, she actually like stopped the show,
wow.
stopped the band, stopped the music, and called this guy out.
Wow.
I was actually at a concert once. It was a Fiona Apple concert in Atlantic yeah. City, and some guy screamed out, you suck.
I could just see with her
clear
attitude.
As day,
so what did she do?
Clear as day. And she stopped, and she started crying on stage, and she was like, oh yeah, you tough guy. You tough guy calling out the fragile girl on stage. So stuff like this really amuses me. I don't know.
Wow. Adele's upset because somebody's got a tripod, but yet, you know, 700 other people are holding their phones up, recording the whole thing.
With their camera phones.
And some people with tablets walking in there. You know what, Adele? Take it easy. Everybody's recording everything anyway. Come on.
And you're laughing all the way to the bank,
exactly.
Too. So Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna are having a kid, and they are probably going to be offered $1 million from whoever gets to publish the first pictures of their new baby. Doesn't that make you just want to throw up?
Yes, it does.
But of course, it has to be a sappy photo shoot. We have to see home photos of the three of them, an interview, some Kardashian drama mixed in.
I don't care.
I actually feel bad for their kid. But you know how all these like tabloid magazines, they want like the exclusive, you know, first look into the home with the new baby,
yeah.
all the Kardashians, so everyone's going nuts over it.
And thank goodness this person now will be able to take part in that just incredibly valuable Kardashian gene pool.
Oh my God, I know.
You start off with...
Sick.
You lose like 90 IQ points right off the bat. You pop out of the womb, you're already down 90 IQ points because you're a Kardashian.
I know.
Not good.
It's so terrible. You know, Casey Anthony is back in the news, too. So nearly 5 years after she was declared innocent, I guess this private investigator that was originally put on their team, Dominic Casey, is saying that she admitted to her lawyer that she killed Kaylee, her daughter, and hid the body. In these court documents that went public, it was also claimed by this Dominic Casey PI that she paid her attorney with sex and that she allowed her team to go after Roy Kronk, who was the meter reader who they were trying to frame mm-hmm. for the murder of the baby. All this stuff's coming out. The investigator that was hired on Casey Anthony's team said that he left the team in October 2008, I guess because he saw all this crazy stuff going on behind the scenes or whatever and was like, I want no part of this. But now he's coming out because these documents are finally going public. What could they do now, though?
Well, you know, if they find out that he really was banging her for payment, he can be disbarred. His career is essentially over at this point, but there's no double jeopardy. She cannot be retried for this.
That's what I mean. They can't like retry her and be like, oh, we have no evidence.
That's our wonderful American justice system at work. And now she will laugh all the way to the bank. She'll write two more books about it. And you know what? She's never going to see the inside of a jail ever again.
And you know what was weird, too? I read in the article that she was like declaring bankruptcy in 2013 for some reason. There were rumors that she was found dead, that she was trying to adopt another kid. I mean, there were some crazy stories, but like, yeah, this is the craziest one of them all because, I mean, how could he hold on to this for so long, though?
Yep.
Like, why didn't he come out back then?
Because probably no one was willing to pay him enough to put it all into a book, and you'll see he's going to have a book soon because everybody has their price.
Money talks.
That's
money talks.
That's right.
And I'm going to end this report,
yes.
Ed, with
yes.
guess what?
I could just imagine.
Walking Dead fans, fear not, Walking Dead fans. Comicbook.com released an interview with showrunner Scott Gimple. Now, he says that the season 7 premiere will indeed show who Negan killed in a way that he says will be pushing the boundaries for TV.
Ooh.
I'm very, very excited to see because typically, you know, everyone's afraid, okay, season 1's going to start and they're going to kind of go off on the other storylines and they're going to, you know, kind of milk it with the Negan thing, but he said, nope, it's going to be the first thing we see, and it's going to be very gory and gruesome, and everyone is going to be very sad and disturbed, but it's going to move the storyline on, and everyone will then be able to get over it and be happy with the show again.
Well, they got to start it that way. I mean, it created such a buzz, you know, it's like, who was it, who did he kill, You can't just bury it for 3 episodes, because people are going to get quite pissed and walk away from the show, so. But it's
shows do that, though. They, like, milk stuff to, like, the very end of the, because they want you to keep watching, but they're not going to do it, so I'm very happy.
Well, good for them. And you know what? As long as it makes you happy, that's the most important thing. But it's AMC.
That's right.
How much can they do on AMC? We're not talking about HBO. We can't get as gory as they can on Game of Thrones. There's only so much you can kind of do here. I know it's going to be, we're going to be, you know, stretching the boundaries of violence, but it's still AMC. Think of other AMC shows.
Very bloody, gruesome things.
But think of these other AMC shows. I mean, the worst thing we ever saw in Mad Men was a wrinkled shirt on Don Draper, and even on Breaking Bad, they didn't show anything that was too terrible. So
yeah, I don't know.
Hey, I can tell you what,
they're gonna have to get artistic, I guess.
Can you imagine if Walking Dead was so popular that they actually were able to move it from AMC to HBO and then no holds barred, let it fly?
I would be so happy.
Oh, you would.
Wouldn't that be like the best thing?
You would be off the walls, and we would have 11-minute long Walking Dead segments on the Entertainment Report.
It would be the Walking Dead segment.
Yes.
That's right. The Walking Dead hour. Well, with Mustafa.
I like this. We've never done this before on the phone before. This is just...
And it's not because I'm being lazy. I actually had shoulder surgery.
Yes.
So I'm kind of like, you know, not able to drive a car right now.
No, you're on the mend and everything will be fine. You'll be back pitching in a few months. It's going to be terrific.
That's true.
So very good.
That's right.
So she's on the 60-day disabled list, but she's on her way back. All right.
I will be back.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.